هو الذي جعل لكم الأرض ذلولا فامشوا في مناكبها وكلوا من رزقه وإليه النشور.
He it is who made the earth subservient to you, so traverse in its tracks and partake of the sustenance he has provided. To him will you be resurrected.
أَأَمِنْتُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ أَنْ يَخْسِفَ بِكُمُ الْأَرْضَ فَإِذَا هِيَ تَمُورُ.
Do you feel secure that he who is in the heaven will not cause the earth to cave in with you, and then suddenly it will begin to rock violently?
أَمْ أَمِنْتُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ أَنْ يُرْسِلَ عَلَيْكُمْ حَاصِبًا فَسَتَعْلَمُونَ كَيْفَ نَذِيرٌ.
Do you feel secure that he who is in the heaven will not let loose upon you a storm of stones? Then you shall know what my warning is like. Do you feel secure that he who is in the heaven?
This does not mean that God lives literally in the heavens. The present verse reflects the fact that when man wants to turn to God, he instinctively looks up to the heavens. Furthermore, when he prays to God, he raises his hands towards the heaven. Likewise, when he is overpowered with affliction and feels helpless, he again turns upwards to the heavens to convey his grievance to God. Or when a misfortune suddenly befalls him, he tends to say that it has descended on him from heaven. In the same way, when he receives something in an extraordinary way, he says that it has come from heaven. Again, the scriptures revealed by God are called heavenly books. All this indicates that it is a part of man's nature that when he thinks of God, he associates him with the heavens above rather than with the earth below.
وَلَقَدْ كَذَّبَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَكَيْفَ كَانَ نَكِيرٌ.
Those who came before them also gave the lie to the messengers. Then how awesome was my chastisement.
أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا إِلَى الطَّيْرِ فَوْقَهُمْ صَافَّاتٍ وَيَقْبِضْنَ مَا يُمْسِكُهُنَّ إِلَّا الرَّحْمَنُ إِنَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ بَصِيرٌ.
Have they not seen birds above them spreading and closing their wings, with none holding them except the Merciful One? He oversees everything.
أَمَّنْ هَذَا الَّذِي هُوَ جُنْدٌ لَكُمْ يَنْصُرُكُمْ مِنْ دُونِ الرَّحْمَنِ إِنِ الْكَافِرُونَ إِلَّا فِي غُرُورٍ.
Which is your army that will come to your aid against the Merciful Lord? But the unbelievers are in utter delusion. That will come to your aid against the Merciful Lord.
An alternative translation would be, who is there other than the Merciful Lord who comes to your aid as would your own army?
أَمَّنْ هَذَا الَّذِي يَرْزُقُكُمْ إِنْ أَمْسَكَ رِزْقَهُ بَلْ لَجُّوا فِي عُتُوٍّ وَنُفُورٍ.
Who shall provide for you if he withholds his sustenance? Nay, but they persist in rebellion and aversion.
أَفَمَنْ يَمْشِي مُكِبًّا عَلَى وَجْهِهِ أَهْدَى أَمَّنْ يَمْشِي سَوِيًّا عَلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ.
Who is better guided, he who walks groveling on his face, or he who walks upright on a straight path?
He who walks groveling on his face.
The expression, who walks groveling on his face, brings to mind an image of cattle with their heads cast down, trudging along the course on which they have been put.
قُلْ هُوَ الَّذِي أَنْشَأَكُمْ وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ قَلِيلًا مَا تَشْكُرُونَ.
Say, He, it is who has brought you into being and has given you hearing and sight and has given you hearts to think and understand. How seldom do you give thanks?
How seldom do you give thanks?
God has endowed human beings with knowledge and intelligence, sight and hearing, so that they might arrive at the truth. But they are ungrateful insofar as they use these endowments for all kinds of purposes, except the one for which they were supposed to be used, to know the truth.
قُلْ هُوَ الَّذِي ذَرَأَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَإِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ
Say, Allah, it is who multiplied you in the earth, and to Him you will be mustered.
وَيَقُولُونَ مَتَى هَذَا الْوَعْدُ إِن كُنتُمْ صَادِقِينَ
They say, if you are truthful, tell us, when will this promise of the hereafter be fulfilled?
قُلْ إِنَّمَا الْعِلْمُ عِندَ اللَّهِ وَإِنَّمَا
Say, Allah alone knows about that, and I am no more than a plain warner.
فَلَمَّا رَأَوْهُ زُلْفَةً سِيئَتْ وُجُوهُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَقِيلَ هَذَا الَّذِي كُنتُم بِهِ تَدَّعُونَ
When they will see it near at hand, the faces of all those who had denied it will be distraught, and then they will be told, This is the doom which you used to ask for.
قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ أَهْلَكَنِيَ اللَّهُ وَمَنْ مَعِيَ أَوْ رَحِمَنَا فَمَنْ يُجِيرُ الْكَافِرِينَ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ
Say to them, Did you ever consider whether Allah destroys me and those that are with me, or shows mercy to us, who can protect the unbelievers from a grievous chastisement?
When the Prophet, peace be upon him, embarked on his mission in Mecca and the members of the different Quraysh families started embracing Islam, the people of many a household began to curse him and his companions. They even resorted to the use of magic and charms in their bid to exterminate him. They also hatched conspiracies designed to assassinate him. It was in this context that they were told that it was not really important for them whether the Prophet, peace be upon him, died or continued to live. They should rather be concerned with themselves, thinking about how they will save themselves from God's chastisement.
قُلْ هُوَ الرَّحْمَنُ آمَنَّا بِهِ وَعَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْنَا فَسَتَعْلَمُونَ مَنْ هُوَ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ
Say to them, He is merciful, and it is in Him that we believe, and it is in Him that we put all our trust. Soon will you know who is in manifest error.
قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ أَصْبَحَ مَاؤُكُمْ غَوْرًا فَمَنْ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِمَاءٍ مَعِينٍ
Say to them, Did you even consider if all the water that you have in the wells were to sink down into the depths of the earth, who will produce for you clear flowing water?